Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Christina Staffo on her way back into the studio. And we continue. We have more of these Google searches, the most popular Google searches by state.
Okay, Louisiana.
All right, Louisiana.
Steven Seagal.
Come on.
What is he, 90? And he's been running into all kinds of problems. He's, well, I don't know.
Can he still do a split?
No.
No way.
He could barely sit down.
He can't sit anymore.
Guy's on Benefiber Metamucil. He can't do anything anymore.
I know.
He's doing splits. Give me a break.
So him and dog clothes are
dog
apparently
clothes.
Very popular.
I love the dog clothes.
Oh, Maine.
Maine. Nickelback lyrics. That's
right.
An annoying band. What, you talk about one of the most annoying bands of the last 15 years, Nickelback. Now, you're a metal chick, so you're not going to be into Nickelback anyway. I was never into Nickelback. I just find them... It's nails on a blackboard.
Well, yeah, but like all their songs were kind of like about the same thing and had the same sound, right?
Okay, yes. I mean, come on.
Well, Good Charlotte is also...
As opposed to Bad? and Disc Golf, which
what's,
I have
what's
no
idea. What's Disc Golf? I know what
golf?
Disc Golf is.
What?
I know what it is. It's like one
Teach
of those
me.
Like lawn... It's like kind of like a cornhole where... But I think it's like...
Cornhole?
You've never heard of cornhole?
Not in that
what,
respect.
What world are you living in that
a
you don't know what cornhole is? Okay, it's this thing where you have a bean bag and you have to throw the bean bag.
It's like the ultimate tailgate game. I've seen them.
Yes.
I've seen them at Met games.
It's
You've
not
probably
the,
seen them at Jet
it's
games.
It's not the ultimate tailgate game. It's cornhole.
It's cornhole. That's right, because I actually saw in the Mets team store at Citi Field in New York, you can buy a Mets cornhole set. Now I understand that.
I have a Jets one.
See that? Talking about our cornholes. Let us see. Okay, and a couple more here.
Yeah.
Because we're way over time, but you know what? That's just that good. How about Mississippi? Here's a good one.
Gonorrhea.
Chlamydia. Feet photos.
Feet photos.
Penis enlargement.
Come on.
Male enhancement.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Aryan Brotherhood and the band Blind Melon.
Interesting.
That's a lovely place.
Mm.
Wow.
Okay.
Get in line and check out your chlamydia.
Mm.
Oh. All right, we got time for one more. Give us one more juicy one.
All right, let's see. I'm going to see which one here. Okay, let's do Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oklahoma. How do you say that?
Supernumerary nipple.
It's a third nipple.
The third nipple.
I guess Oklahoma has a problem with that.
There's something you could whip out at a dinner party and really start the conversation with. You know, the other night I thought it was a pimple, but then I saw this. Pull it out and just see what the faces look like.
This list goes like all over the place.
ISIS videos. Toby Keith.
Pumpkin spice latte.
And the Westboro Baptist Church that we talked about before
in
one of the other states.
I think this state has the most widespread Google search that on this whole list.
How many people are dealing with a third nipple where it would matter that they are all
I'm
searching
I'm really not
on Google?
Sure.
Or was it just like this one, or was there this like this massive hysteria because somebody in public somewhere in a town square in Mississippi decided, look world, this is my third nipple. Everybody got out their phone and Googled it one time and boom, they're on the list. I wish we had pictures sometimes with this show.
I wish we had time to read more because there's... I just looked at New Jersey, and New Jersey says Ashley Madison, pubic lice, Jonas Brothers, frosted tips. That might be the most widespread list.
See, and I'm proud because I'm a proud resident of the Garden State.
Yay, yay, yay.
Pubic lice all over the place in New Jersey. Somebody get a hold of Chris Christie and say, you know what, Governor Christie? We have this massive problem with pubic lice. They're all over. They're in Newark. They're in Atlantic City. They're on the Jersey Shore. They are marauding and they are attacking this state, the state that we love. What can we do to curb pubic lice? Can you see? I wonder if you can see them.
Are they, can you see them?
Can you see them?
That's so gross.
You know, like jumping out of the cornfield there. It just...
This is why you need to get a Brazilian and all is
yes.
well with the world.
And then you can get in touch with Ashley Madison.
Right.
Get something going on the side, but make sure that she's not also affected by the aforementioned pubic lice because that's a problem at times.
Gross.
Because you don't need that because then... If you then go home with the aforementioned lice, well, then you're calling the divorce lawyer, and that will then show up on the Jersey Google search list.
That's right.
See how we are able to just kind of dovetail everything on this show and make things so understandable. Limbaugh, Hannity, Glenn Beck, are you kidding me? They wouldn't even be able to touch stuff like this. That is why this show, and only this show, is so unique in so many different ways.
I think that
we're amazing.
I think that we are amazing.
We are the heaven's gift to the entertainment world. Radio, podcast, television, anything you throw at us, we're that damn good.
Wow.
I like to pat myself on the back.
Ed's coming in a little bit confident today.
I like it. That's right. Demi Lovato is right. There's nothing wrong with being confident.
That's true.
Even weaving pop culture references in flawlessly into the program.
Wow. Amazing.
What a show it is. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know an easy way that'll teach your child the meaning of time? Common problem, hear it all the time. Many parents know that when you give little Johnny 5 minutes, he seems to take 15. Apparently, he does not know how to tell time. So, should you give him a digital watch or one with hands? Here's the science of it. A digital watch, one that just flashes the time out there, is a no-brainer. Any kid can tell time with it. But a watch with a big hand and a little hand teaches the concept of time, including amount, meaning, and quality of time. As the child watches the big hand move, they spatially and intuitively learn how much time is eaten up in 5 minutes. What's the cheap psych trick? Children must be taught exactly how much time is, and a watch with hands does just that. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's regarded as one of the hardest-hitting female tennis players of all time, winning 4 Grand Slam titles, 2 each in singles and doubles. However, a bad fall at a tournament in 2006 cut her career short.
Oh, Pierce is down, and she's done some real damage.
So where is Mary Pierce now? These days, Mary spends her time at her homes in France and on the small African island of Mauritius. It was in Mauritius that Mary recently took on coaching. And 2 of her young proteges, Emmanuel De Beer and Amaury De Beer, are already competing on an international level. The Tennis Channel recently ranked Mary among the 100 greatest players of all time.
And Mary Pierce is the French Open champion.
Mary Pierce, a true ace. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.